So part two of my product cast, I'm just carrying on about some of the pros of this these ranges of brushes. I found them really good. I am going to be using these brushes now for all jobs where I'm going to be using water-based paints. So I hope that goes some way into giving you an idea of how much I like these brushes, because I'm a perfectionist when it comes to the equipment that I use and the kind of finish that I am expecting for the work that I do. So I hope that goes some way into giving you an idea of how well these brushes are. The cons, the bad points of these brushes, the only two things that I can think of is one is just a tiny point. The card holder, protector, sorry, that the brushes come in, there's an aperture in the bottom. And you slide the brushes in a certain way, twist it, lay it into the card, and wrap it round, and it's protected. And a couple of times I've taken the brush, I've not twisted it, I've taken the brush out the wrong way, and I've ended up tearing it. And it, you know, once a little bit's broken, it rapidly just deteriorates. It's a tiny thing, it probably means absolutely nothing. Your arm's not going to drop off, or your head's going to explode, you know, because of that, while you're using this brush. But I'm trying to give an objective, you know, product cast. Second thing, and I don't know if it's because of the type of handle, the type of finish that they use on the handle. It's like a glossy finish, varnish to these handles. And I found that because I was using these brushes all day, by the end of the day, they're a bit greasy to the touch, and I could feel them slipping a bit. I couldn't put as much pressure sometimes because it was a bit greasy, and I had to wipe it with like a turpy rag to get rid of it, and then it was fine. It might just be me, I might just be a greasy decorator, who knows. Don't send a comment. So yeah, I really like these brushes, and I've used quite a few different ranges over the past 6 months. And I really like these. So I hope that goes some way into, again, like I said, give you an idea of what these brushes are like. Cost-wise, I happen to get a pack of 2 2-inch brushes, 2.5 inches and 2 inches, and they cost me just over £20, I think, which I thought was quite good for a pack of brushes. So that's it, my first product cast. Please, if you've got any comments about the podcast, you can leave them on the site. You can find me on Twitter, twitter.com/JGDecorator. You can send me direct messages, or you can tweet me. Sorry, that's my kids chasing after each other. It's getting late now. I should really put them to bed. Yeah, let me know. And if you've got any products that you would like testing, if you're a company, paint company out there that have got products and you'd like an objective viewpoint from a tradesperson, then send me a mail. You can find all of my contact details on my website, on Twitter. So yeah, I look forward to hearing from you. So that's it, my first product cast. Do you want to say hello?
Hello.
That's Joshua. Do you want to say hello, Mia? Say hello, quickly.
Hello.
That's Joshua, my son, and Mia, my youngest daughter. And they're in the pyjamas and they're getting ready for bed. So say bye-bye then.
Bye-bye.
You going tonight?
Going tomorrow.
No, I mean you're going to bed now.
Bed now.
Yeah, say night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Okay, bye, everyone.